You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a nasty Wednesday. I was just outside inviting our next guest in, and that wind is nasty, raw, cold, wet. If kids are going to school today, man, bundle them up like it was winter. It's nasty with that wind out there
right now.
It's
tough to corner we're on, too.
Yeah.
From both ways.
Yes.
Come on, man. I think next week is supposed to finally get better, right?
Yeah, I don't know. This week doesn't look too good.
Yes.
So something. Enough. Special thanks to Big Wayne getting up early, coming here and telling us everything there is to know about beekeeping. Appreciate that, Wayne.
So the comments were incredible, you guys. Okay, all the texts coming in. Let him finish his thoughts, because you guys try to keep getting him to get to the point, which is understandable. But, it just made it worse.
We made it worse.
People wanted to hear what he had to say. They were interested in the topic.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're learning.
Sorry.
Couldn't believe that Jim didn't know about pollination and how...
It is a little disappointing.
You didn't believe that blueberries needed pollination. People are very surprised.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Ooh. Co-host.
I didn't know that.
Ooh. How many things needed pollination?
I thought it was just...
Most things need
flowers.
Yes.
Yeah, but what do you think pollinates it? The bees go to the flower, right?
No, I realize that, but I didn't know blueberries needed to be pollinated.
Almonds?
Nobody
but they start
that.
With flowers. Blueberries start as flowers.
I don't know.
Check out the big brain on time.
Okay.
Wow. But,
yeah, there's...
Tough morning.
Yeah.
Huh?
I still don't know why, if you're producing strawberries, blueberries, if I had stuff that had to be pollinated, I would have bees.
Yeah, just grow them yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
And like
one-stop shop.
If I had stuff that had to be watered, I would have water.
Good point.
And if it's that important to my product, why would you get a broker, ship them in, pay for them, have half of them die on the way out there, and then have to return them? And it just seems like something I would vertically integrate into my process.
I was going to vertically integrate. Right?
Vertically integrate. Me too.
Thank you.
I was going to do that too.
It's a hard phrase
to say.
But wouldn't
you, if you had 90% of the almonds, why you're going to water them? Do they pick them? Why would you do one of the most important things and bring it from Vermont?
Michelle, what's your opinion on that?
I didn't hear the first part of the conversation.
That's right.
You don't want to.
No, that's right. I think Todd's right on that
Michelle Winveen. Is that how you pronounce your last name, Michelle?
Correct.
Winveen. It's our veteran salute courtesy of Olson Legal Group in Oshkosh. And I remember I mentioned that you had the most kids of any family I ever knew. You had, 11 kids?
Yes.
How many did you have?
16.
Well, I don't have them.
No, you did.
You're one of
them. I'm only 40.
Yeah.
So 16.
16
wow.
kids.
And where did you...
Waukesha.
No. Where was your rank? Where did you come in?
Oh, number 12.
Wow. Oh, you were the kind of a baby there. You had a lot of babies.
What's the biggest age difference?
I probably about a year and a half.
No, from the oldest to the youngest.
He was 52 in 2022.
But when the youngest was born, how old was the oldest though? About was it 20?
Because my family
25?
Was 17. My brother, his last high school basketball game was the day I was
1968
born.
1968 to 1990. 1992, I think.
Oh, okay. The first baby was born in 68. Last one in 92.
Yes. So 22 years?
22.
Yeah.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, it's pretty close. For the extra four.
There were a lot of us.
The extra
any
nine.
Twins?
No. We're Mom? All.
What was it like at dinner time?
competitive.
Like a Salvation Army or like.
Buffet?
Yeah, kind of.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, great to have you here. Michelle Winveen.
Correct.
Winveen. United States Marine Corps.
Yes.
How many years were you in?
11 years.
11 years. Wow. And then what rank did you get?
Staff Sergeant.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so is that a gunny?
No.
Okay.
E6.
Okay. So one of the things we want to talk about, of course, is just everything going on in the military these days and everything. But another thing is that we have Joe Avik come on from Brown County Veterans Services office. And Ashley, Manitowoc County, is a good friend of mine. Ron Christensen, O'Connell County. You people, and tell everybody what you do. And it is such a vital job that you people have because things are changing so much. So rapidly. Correct. So go ahead and give yourself a little introduction of what you do, please.
So if I were to give you like our two sentence bill of responsibilities, it's to get local, state, and federal benefits to veterans, whether it's service-connected disability or it's death benefits for their surviving spouses or dependents. Otherwise, helping them do applications for education benefits, getting them to the right individuals for mortgage or something like that. That is way more than two sentences.
But... No, that's fine. Because the thing is, you know, I think a lot of people might assume, well, once they're in the military, the Army, Marines, whomever, well, they're still going to take care of them. No.
You get your DD-214. You're on your own.
See ya.
Yeah.
So you people are so important. But another thing we're talking about, the different changes made, is that Joe Alec, what he was talking about last week, I think he was here, and he was talking about, you know, sometimes the surviving spouses don't realize there's benefits for them, and they don't realize that.
Yep, and then, so ultimately, when I do have a veteran come sit with me, whether it's our first visit or the visit that happens after we've had an opportunity to get them to their benefits, typically I will always ask for the spouse to come with because, hey, understand, yes, your husband, your wife, they're here, but when they're not, if they predecease you, please understand, I'm your advocate just as much as I'm theirs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not as much getting the word out. It's like getting them to realize, come talk to us.
Yeah.
You know, before you have a problem, come and talk to
us.
And the challenge isn't really that there's not enough, and then maybe that is a challenge that there's not enough benefits, but almost the bigger challenge is communicating with the beneficiary. Exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
And why is that? I, you know who they are, don't you? I mean, there's got to be a list of...
We do.
I will say, correct me if I'm wrong in this, Michelle, and hopefully it's better, but I know of some of the old Vietnam guys where it was just got to the point of being so frustrating
because
they're just pushed on or delayed or that they just said, bleep it, I'm not going to do it. And they're not hurting anybody but themselves, but they just got frustration with the whole VA system. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. I think the VA system itself, the VA wants to give you benefits.
Sure.
They do. They have red tape just like anybody else. They're a government agency. So they want to give those benefits to veterans, but they also want to make sure they're doing it properly and through the proper rules and regulations that are set into place. And the reason I say that is because, yes, the Vietnam-era veteran population, which is a very significant portion of Calumet County. Like, I do have a couple of wings in my county that have a lot more youth, but there is a primary population of the Vietnam-era, Korean War-era, maybe one or two World War II people left, not super many, but... a lot of them are the Vietnam era or just after the Vietnam era. And yes, there is a lot of, you know, maybe I'm tired of people trying to do this. There are some of those big brother. I don't want big brother coming into my house. But I have found the best way to do that is to build that rapport with one or two and just let the word of mouth kind of take effect.
I got to believe that testimonials, word of mouth are the best because they really, and you know, I've really learned to spend time with John is they really trust each other's camaraderie more than they trust a politician or even a doctor or a counselor. They just really trust each other.
They want to know that somebody's had a positive experience. And then I know that I'm totally stereotyping a whole generation of people and I do apologize if anyone takes offense, but I genuinely believe that when you do have that conversation with somebody that's had a positive experience and everybody's so grateful, they're like, oh, can we give you, like, can I send you flowers? Can I send you a gift or something? And we're not allowed to accept gifts. And typically my response is, well, you didn't want to come here and somebody convinced you to come here. Go find that old crusty individual that is absolutely adamant about not coming to my office. get them to come in my office and let them know that they have an advocate and we're here to take care of them and we care about their claims and their benefits just as much as we care about our own, if not more. I can tell you I was more excited about my veterans getting 100% rating than if I were to get a positive rating. So
that's cool.
That's what CVSOs genuinely want for their veterans. You don't do this job for the salary. You do this job for the passion of the veteran population.
I can tell.
That's yeah. great. But and another thing though, even like the last 10 years, let's say, all right,
yeah.
the difference, the different things they've added, like for Agent Orange, they've added so many other afflictions you may have that is covered by the Agent Orange policy.
Correct.
You got different areas. Like it used to be, oh, you had to be in hardcore jungles of Vietnam. Now it's Thailand, different places like that, correct? And yes. all this is fairly recent that if you're not staying attuned with somebody like yourself, you wouldn't know, correct?
Correct. And that's, again, where word of mouth is. There's a lot of times where I'm going to VFW meetings or American Legion meetings and I'm letting them know, like, hey, talk to your spouses because they're, or talk to spouses who are talking to spouses, yeah. auxiliary members, because right now there are a lot of individuals that were in the Thailand, Laos, Cambodia area. They were trying really hard to fight to prove their Agent Orange exposure and they couldn't. And now that it's a presumptive location, there's a lot less effort to have to prove it. And unfortunately, there are a lot of veterans that are no longer with us that it's the surviving spouse that's retroactively getting mm-hmm. paid going all the way back.
And you know something else? You talk about Laos and Cambodia, and I interviewed a Vietnam veteran yesterday for my book, and he said, yeah, we're in Laos. We're not supposed to talk about that. We weren't really there. So I can just imagine them 25 years ago having some affliction caused by Agent Orange, which is where we used it a lot in those mm-hmm. areas because that was a sanctuary for the North Vietnamese. And the government basically, oh, no, you couldn't have something from there. We basically weren't even there.
That
you
know? yeah. But and one thing I would say, even if you're not on the list, your location is not on the list, your job is not on the list, or, for instance, I mean, just because it's a presumptive location doesn't necessarily mean it can't be proven.
Right.
I've gotten people for Japan and Iwakuni and... if they can provide a decent enough explanation to me and or another CVSO, because all the CVSOs that you mentioned, they're phenomenal people. Yeah. I love spending time with them at conference. Phenomenal human beings.
Yeah.
But we're very good at what we do, and you want to give them that time and that patience to
you guys are phenomenal. We got some quick break. Please stick with us, okay? Michelle Winveen, Veterans Salute, Olson Legal Group. She's a VSO of Calumet County.
Calumet County.
Which is awesome. Please stay with us.
Thank you.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, let's get back to it, and let's get your daily word or the morning word here this morning in the Break into Spring Text to Win contest with all the details. Here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. We'll be back with our very special guest, Michelle Winveen, the Veteran Salute, Olson Legal Group of Oshkosh. She, of course, runs Calumet County for the Veteran Service Organization. But hard to believe with as crappy as this is out there, it is our Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance when a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets are $100 cash. Plus every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo Mattress Company that includes a mattress, sheets, and more.
And this hour's keyword is bright. B-R-I-G-H-T, bright. So download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send a keyword bright for your chance to win the statewide contest.
All right, this hour you're playing for a pair of tickets to see the Brew Crew at AmFam Field. Download that Civic Media app, choose WISS or WGBW, text the word bright before 8 o'clock. That's when your chance this hour ends, and then your next chance to play is coming up at 11 o'clock with Jane and Greg on Matt and Air on Air.
Have any of our people won yet, do you know?
Yes, we've had some winners from our listeners, but I do want to tell you I got some numbers yesterday on the contest, right?
Okay. Just wait.
Ready?
Go ahead.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're not in last place, but we're not in first place.
Okay.
So the big team for us to beat is John and Gordy in Madison.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's and right I now it's about something. It's about 3-1.
Madison,
okay.
I heard they cheat.
I did too. I mean, I swear to God, I heard that.
Well, somebody called me at home, and but I don't know.
So you didn't have to say you're a listener and you're trying to win. And stuff
they got
like
some,
this.
Like in
what was tabulated? That? I guess is weird.
Like in Breaking Bad, you know how that guy set up that computer?
I didn't see that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But so if you haven't done it already, you should definitely download the Civic Media app. Help Jim, help John, text the word BRIGHT this hour. Plus, you got a chance to win the tickets and the chance to win the grand prize. Come on, play along.
And you know what? If you win something, we want you to give it to Big Wayne because Jim was mean to him.
We're going to bring him back so he can finish a sentence.
That would be nice.
Learn more about pollination.
Yeah. Hey, we got a very special guest in-house that's talking about benefits.
For veterans.
For veterans. And educational benefits.
Yes.
You have quite a few of them, and I teach at TC. I think when you
she, by the way, is going to be one of my very special presenters on Monday at UW Green Bay, correct?
Yes, I am.
And I think when you tell them there's the benefits, they're like, okay. I think we got to push a little bit harder and say, what an opportunity. Maybe you want to learn, like John did, go back and learn, not this John.
John Kramer.
Learn photography. There's hundreds of classes they teach out there. Mm-hmm. What an opportunity.
And those benefits are nothing to scoff at.
No, those are just great. And I've had a few in my class. And I just, maybe you got to not only inform them, but maybe they need a little push on that. Or somebody like John, call John Kramer and talk to him because he loves it out there. I think he's going to be on some boards out there. And they love him too as a returning veteran that is, he's really leaned into that school. And that's just you have a lot of benefits. We talk a lot about the medical side, but I just think there's that whole educational side that is just a great opportunity.
There is a phenomenal, you're talking to Miss, I absolutely love to learn. It's my recreational activity on the side. I've got 3 master's degrees and I'm completing my PhD here. I graduate on
so
May
2nd. So much for my job.
Nobody likes a bragger.
This is, the bragging aspect is, during the military, my tuition assistance paid for that first master's.
Right.
With a little bit of a side gig as a bouncer. Good stories there. As a bouncer, yes.
Okay.
And then my second master's was my Montgomery GI Bill, which is that federal benefit that you earn while you're on active duty. You pay into it. Actually, they ended up switching that out, though, and they ended up giving me all that money that I paid into it back. Upon separation in 2015. That was relatively new when I got out of the military. And then my third master's was an attempt to really understand the Wisconsin GI Bill benefit. And I just wanted to see what veterans were going through. And I just enrolled in UW-Oshkosh just for the heck of it. And so a master's of public administration, 36 credits. The only bill I ever really saw was I purchased my textbooks and a $75 graduation fee.
Wow.
And I walked away with a master's of public administration from a phenomenal school.
That's fantastic.
That's a great degree. I was telling John, I was at a party last night. A friend of mine is getting his master's. He's the mayor of Menasha. And that's a great degree and a great institution to get it from as well.
If you go look at the average of like city administrators or you go look at
all six figures.
Yes, and they're all MPAs.
Yeah.
And I'd be very shocked to see how many of them are not actually from. I would love to see how many are from Oshkosh as an alumni. But that was just the first half of my Wisconsin GI Bill, and the second half is all Wisconsin Student Veterans Grant. I'm getting a phenomenal PhD from University of Concordia.
Nice.
And wonderful school.
It is.
Wonderful program. If you are looking for a PhD program or a DBA program or something of the sort, take a look at the programs. They're phenomenal. I paid probably out of pocket maybe $9,000 for my entire...
For all that.
All of, yes. And
I just say one thing. I know you can't do anything about this because you deal with people that are out of the military, but I wish somehow you could go and speak to some of these young soldiers or Marines or sailors, airmen, whatever, and women who re-up and they get those nice bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell them, put that in a bank, put it into something, but everyone, all the guys I knew. Bought a truck, bought a motorcycle, bought a whip.
Yes. Well, that's every deployed individual that comes back with all their nice hostile fire pay sitting in their bank account. But I'm going to leave that to the leadership over in active duty service, because we all know, and I say we because I am a leader within the active duty service, I was at least, that we all know to like hand that information down. I would not have gone into school almost 20 years ago if it wasn't my master gunnery sergeant in Japan saying, take one class at a time, you won't regret it.
That's awesome.
And 20 years later, I'm sitting with an academic portfolio that I would never have dreamed of, because I joined the military thinking I would never be good at college.
Wow.
Which is...
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
This is awesome. Michelle, this is great stuff.
In defense of those kids, John, we were all 21 at one time.
Oh, I know. But no. Okay. So when I was doing it, you know, I was a 45-year-old guy with a mortgage and a car payment and whatever.
You still bought the house.
Oh, would I love to get that $20,000 check right now, right. What I could do with it. Yeah, you know? But God bless them. They earned it.
Yeah, but that's a great... story you just told. I mean,
phenomenal story.
When you went in with the attitude like, oh, I'm not as smart as, you know, mm-hmm. other people, and I'm probably, this is my destiny, and here you are, 3 masters and, you know, months away from a PhD. That's like really cool.
Other than that, what do you do?
What do you do when
you raise my children? I'm very, very proud of being a parent.
Yeah,
and
that's
very,
the
very
best.
Proud of.
All right.
Michelle, thank you so much for being here. You're so impressive in so many ways.
Yeah.
But somehow, some way, we got to hear the bouncer story.
Yeah, we do.
That's all I can tell.
We'll have
right
you back.
Now.
And there's more than one.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. Thanks to Olson Legal Group, Oshkosh and Berlin, Veterans Salute. Thank you so much. We'll be back with more right after this.
AZ1.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. There was a mixed bag of results in the school referendums on various ballots throughout Northeast Wisconsin. The largest of the referendums was in the Oshkosh Area School District, where they asked for $197.8 million to build a new middle school and make improvements at several elementary schools in the district. It passed by 471 votes. West De Pere's referendum for $9.9 million to improve trade and tech ed facilities passed with flying colors. Manitowoc and Kewaunee schools each passed their referendums as well. It's interesting to note that this was the first referendum in 28 years requested by Manitowoc. The $48 million referendum for school improvements in Marinette failed, and in Shiocton, they had 2 referendums on the ballot. The $23.5 million referendum for district-wide school building and facility improvements did pass, while the $9.1 million ask to build a new gym failed. In Appleton, the Common Council seat that was left open when Kristen Dassler-Alfheim was elected as state senator to District 18 was decided yesterday. Newcomer Adrian Stansel Martin will now serve on that Common Council. In news that has nothing to do with elections or politics or even the government, the new zoo and adventure park announced that Ophelia, one of the escaped North American river otters, is back at the zoo where she belongs. She was captured with the help of Suamico Trap, LLC, is in perfect health, and was returned to her habitat. The other escapee, Louie, is still on the lam. Zoo officials think that Louie is likely ranging a bit further from home because it's mating season and he is a male. They are continuing to ask people to send photos or videos of the naughty escape artist if he is seen. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
All right, don't forget, the Break into Spring Text to Win contest is still on, and you can still text in the word before 8 o'clock for your chance to win this hour and go in for the grand prize. With all the details, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah, Todd, can you read that text we got there and explain that one from Todd?
Yeah, so Todd from De Pere says, the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow, if you want to beat John and Gordy, right, bring them on the show to talk about the Break into Spring contest. Mm-hmm. If they're anything like that B guy, they won't even talk about it, and their listeners won't get a word in to text. Okay.
Bring them up. Bring up Todd.
Thank you.
All right. Todd DePere. Hey, it is your chance to break into spring. Our statewide contest, your daily chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing of a brand-new queen mattress set from Verlo that includes a mattress, sheets, and more.
And this hour's keyword is bright. B-R-I-G-H-T, bright. So download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send the keyword bright for your chance to win this statewide contest.
Again, this hour, you're playing for a pair of tickets to see the Brew Crew at AmFam Field. Download the app, choose the stations, and send the word bright right now for your chance to win the next chance coming up after 11 o'clock right here on WGBW and WISS.
All right. Thank you very much. Welcome to our new special guest. Special thanks to Michelle, who was just in here winding. She could kick the three of us, I think, together. I'm never going to throw the intern in.
No.
The three of us, she could kick our butts in like 20 seconds.
Yeah. Probably with a hand tied behind her back.
I was going to say that because she was a bouncer in Japan, and she bounced at an officer's club.
In the Marines.
And, in the Marines.
She bounced Marines.
Yeah.
Either of you ladies ever do that?
Right.
Heck no.
Introduce yourselves and talk about a very, very cool special event you guys cut coming on. It's great to have you guys here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. I'm Christine, and I'm the Mission Advancement Manager at El Trusa Hospitality House. I'm sure some of you drove past East Mason. You're like, what's that house right there? We're from El Trusa, and I also have here...
Hi, I'm Annie, and I'm the Executive Director at El Trusa.
Pronounce your last name for me, Annie.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Buongiorno.
We love your
crust. Oh, gosh, that'll not stop all morning now.
No.
Yeah, that'll be all day.
We love your crust.
I wish.
So let's talk about, let's just back up with the
El
Trusa House, because I think a lot of people have heard of it, Ronald McDonald House. What you do to help people who are visiting, people who are having some surgery and things. So I think a lot of people know who you are. Everyone's driven by your place. Tell us a little bit more.
I just say, for a family member who had to use a place like yours, these are wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're a combination, really, of a Ronald McDonald House taking care of pediatric families, a Fisher House taking care of veteran families, a Hope Lodge taking care of cancer families. Anybody that travels to Green Bay for medical care is welcome to stay with us.
So,
and it's complimentary, and it's just part of the whole patient experience. We think that being near family is the best medicine there is, and so that's what we try to do.
And the patient believes that, too.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's expensive to support the patient. The patient needs that. And what your organization does, which is, it's a beautiful thing, and I had some experience with your organization, they can come and stay there, the family, to support the patient, and for days at no cost.
And we hear from the families, like, this is such a great way to, I don't know, like, increase their healing.
Yes.
Like, we find the hospital
takes
been
stress item floating around in your brain.
Less financial burden, less emotional burden. And there's been research that says if you stay in a hospitality home near other people in community, you will actually have better healing and better results with your health than staying alone in a hotel. Yeah. Because we know isolation. We all learned that during COVID, right? Being solitary and having isolation. It takes a huge impact on your mental health.
I just want to ask, did the ribbon cutting on that place years ago? And Mavis, I forgot her last
Martins.
Name, was super high energy. And is she still?
She is. She's still on our board. We have three El Trusa Club members that remain on our board. And she is still actively involved.
Since Jim brought it up earlier during the break, can you say her age?
I believe she just turned 90.
Isn't that awesome?
And she's just...
She's amazing. She's still working.
And she still have that same energy?
Yeah.
She was...
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Okay. That's
good. She's my idol. She is my idol.
Mine too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's great. So, it's so important that the family's here. And what we're here to talk about today, which is really important, is we got the NFL draft coming up. And that is occupying a lot of... If you're full, people sometimes take hotels. But there's not a lot of that available. So what are you looking for?
That's a huge conversation right now, right? So everyone's talking about, oh, the hotels are full. Oh, the Airbnbs, people renting out their homes. People who come to Green Bay 1, 2, 3 hours away for medical care are finding themselves with, hey, there's no hotels. We've already received 4 phone calls in the last week saying, well, my doctor appointment got scheduled during the draft and my son's no football, but I don't. So do you have any room for me? And so we're trying to find a way to say, ooh, we can host about 10, 12 families in our home alone. So how do we expand our reach to make sure everyone has a place to stay when they're here for medical care?
Well, and if you think about it, there's about 200 to 300 families a day that are in Green Bay from at least an hour away.
Oh, I believe it.
And we only can support the 10. All the rest were
a lot of them are from the UP.
Absolutely they are. And you know, we can only support 10, so we're going back to our roots, actually. The reason that we were founded, the reason that Mavis and her team really poured everything they had into what we do is that a nurse at St. Vincent had mm-hmm. seen that she had experienced that the folks who were staying with families who opened their homes in Astor Park, when they stayed with families, they did better through cancer treatment. They were more likely to finish their treatment and they were more likely to have better outcomes than those folks that stayed at the Candlelight Motel. Wow. So the idea of community is so important. Yeah. And we don't want to leave that to chance for those folks that happened to be here during the draft.
Pretty cool about Green Bay. What a regional healthcare Absolutely. Facility we are. I mean,
it's grown like crazy.
Is it? And it's great.
It's still growing. It is. More announcements.
And we have a lot of people that come in from, like Johnny said, from the UP, from mm-hmm. all over. We're just this regional healthcare facility, but the people need to find homes. So what are you asking for? What are we looking for?
Yeah, so we decided to launch this program called Nights for Neighbors. The idea came, we actually heard that back in 2015, when the Pope came into Philadelphia, they launched something very similar where they said, hey, families, we still are going to have patients in Philadelphia, can you open your homes? They had an overwhelming response of 150 people step up and say, yes, we will open our homes for free. For
wow.
people. So we thought.
In Philadelphia?
I know, right? Yeah.
That seems like the life. If you said name a city.
Hey, city of brotherly love.
Brotherly love.
They probably played on that.
Yeah. It's also the Pope. So
We're the city of Jordan love.
We're the city of love.
But we're seeing this. We're like, all right, we can do this, Green Bay, right? We're a community that really gives back to its people. And so we launched this program last Monday, and we've already had 26 volunteer applications.
Cool. Fantastic.
So people are stepping up to the plate and saying, I will open up my home. I didn't want to rent it out for the draft anyway. I don't want to go through the work of the fees. Right. This is a way that you can say, yep, just come on in.
Can I just read what you guys say?
Yeah.
Altruista Hospitality House is seeking community volunteers willing to open their homes to a patient or their caregiver for 1 to 7 nights during the week of April 21st through the 27th. All volunteers will be vetted with references and a background check, and patient families will be referred by our local hospital systems. Hosts are not expected to provide the meals or transportation or medical care, just a comfortable spare room and a warm welcome during a difficult time.
Beautifully
Whoever
said.
Wrote that, who wrote that? Did you write that?
Might be our mission manager.
That is just really good writing that you got the facts of the story in, but you did it in a really cool way. That's just
the love's there.
Good writing.
And that's what we do. We work in a medical field providing compassionate, loving care. You got to have it all. So
it's phenomenal. You know, one of the things, Steve Mariucci. You know,
Yes. The Beacon House.
Yes, up in Marquette.
Absolutely. We're looking at that as one of our models for a growth project.
And you know one of the reasons he did that? Because of his mom, who used to have to come to Green Bay for treatments and didn't have a place to stay in the UP. Wow. You know, you got these poor people from the UP that are kind of, you know, maybe I didn't say backwoods, but, you know.
Driving far.
And you're going to Marquette. Now you got to find a hotel. And Marquette hotels are crazy expensive.
They are.
Ridiculous.
And the weather up there, too.
Oh, it's crazy.
I mean, weather here. Right. It doesn't matter either way, that drive.
So that was a really needed thing that's really popular up there with him.
It really is.
So people who are interested, and I think, I'm not surprised you have 26 people interested already. And tell me how your website is just the GreenBayAltrusaHouse.org.
That's us.
That's it.
And it's the kindness campaign, the kindness collective.
But I also put a bar way at the top of the website to make it easy for everyone. You just got to click the blue bar.
And they just need a room. I mean, it's not like, it seems
you don't
easy
to
do.
You don't have to leave the house, right?
No. You don't have to leave the house. Absolutely not. You know, one of the things we're going to try to do is match the family and what the homeowners have available with the family that's coming to visit us. For example, I had someone call me the other day and say, hey, I have a lot of toys. I have a lot of kid stuff. I have a crib. So if you have a family that has a little kid, I'm happy to host them. Just really trying to make it about community.
And it says in here, no meals. How does that work then? I mean, you want meals if they have it. Tell me your expectations.
You know, we didn't want to put extra burden on families, but I have, you know what? Our families are great. I have a feeling that if someone walks through their door, yes, we've got leftovers for you. Yes, we've got coffee for you. That's really up to you as a family, but we're a hospitable
That's
buncher.
The Northeast Wisconsin way, though. You can't go anywhere without something.
Eat, Papa, eat. Yeah.
And for those that want to, if they want to, they can come to Altruista. You know, we have companies and families and individuals that make meals for the folks at Altruista.
Yeah. Such a good plug.
Wow. Yep.
That's where we also use our volunteers, right? If you can't host a home for us, you can also make a meal for Altruista.
Absolutely.
Drop it off.
And what would you expect the stay to be if someone's going to open their home about?
Yeah. Anywhere from 1 night to 7 nights, whatever you're comfortable with, it'll only be during that draft week.
Yes.
Okay. So, and you know, it sounds like, I remember I was in high school and we were one of the sports trip community schools, yada, whatever it was called. And you'd always have host families. You'd stay there for about 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I bet it was 5 years I stayed in contact.
Absolutely.
With those people. Make friends. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
we still have our sweet son in Japan.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah, that we did the same thing. We opened our home for a couple of days, and yeah,
exactly.
He's still part
one
of our
exchange.
Family.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
awesome.
That too.
Any buongiorno. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
And Christine, is it Christine or Kristen?
Christine.
Christine Blum.
Oh, you got my last name too. No. So.
Altruista Hospitality, Nights for Neighbors. What a great idea. I mean, did you guys just like sit around one day and say,
that's what we do.
It's our history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's where we came from.
Circle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
And you provide the transportation to and from the hospital for them to visit the patient. So it's
actually Bellin takes care of any transport services that we need.
Okay.
The hospitals are really great partners.
So you're really
ours.
Just opening up your home.
Yep. I mean, that's it.
You said you're not asking for a lot, but
and you know another thing that you talked about there about the Bellin thing. I saw a thing where somebody was looking for somebody for volunteers, and somebody's like, oh, there's going to be, you know, comments. There's going to be so much money to be made. Why would anybody volunteer? Yada, yada. Well, you know what? People don't realize some of these people still need volunteer help.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that's why Green Bay's built on volunteers. I mean, think about our first football team, right? What were they paid? It was practically a volunteer.
You know what?
It's like radio today.
I was just going to say that.
Practically a volunteer.
Packers 1919, doing talk radio in 2025. Almost the same. Stay
you got
with
it.
Us. This is a really important topic. We'll have another segment, okay?
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Wrong.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, it's your final shot to text to win in the break into spring text to win statewide contest on this Civic Media radio station, WISS and WGBW. There is a special word this hour, and you've got till 8 o'clock to text it in, and Jim Schmidt has all the details.
And this hour's keyword is bright, B-R-I-G-H-T. So just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use a text button to send the keyword bright for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
Got until 8 o'clock for your shot to win. And, of course, this hour you're playing for tickets to see the Brewers and go into the drawing for the Queen mattress set from Verlo, including that mattress, sheets, and more.
Do it for us, people. Do it for us. I'm going to throw this in there. I don't know. Are you allowed to do... Can I do like Musk, like giving people $100 for coming in?
Listen, if you got $100 to give out, I'll take it.
Don't spend my
money. I'm giving them some of Wayne's honey. As long as the bees don't die. I'm giving them some of Queen's honey.
I want to step in real quick because we got a couple of great guests in again this segment.
Oh, yeah.
And Annie and Christine, I want to ask you guys, we were talking a little bit off the air. I always give the guests this spiel, okay? And I'm like, listen, for the first time, if you're coming in, this is kind of like being on a roller coaster, right? When you're on, you're kind of like, why did I do this, right? But once you're on and you've taken the ride, you walk out and you go, that wasn't so bad. Can you guys tell me what you think of your experience on the show this morning?
So far.
Well, I mean, we haven't flubbed it up yet. So
I'm not talking about
still
you
sitting
guys.
In my seat.
That's our
leave.
Job.
We didn't have any concerns about that at all.
And the listeners are still here. So.
Right, right.
Maybe.
Well, and these guys are Green Bay. Like, this is Green Bay. For one of the first people I met was Jim when we moved here 22 years ago at an event. And I'll tell you, they represent Green Bay. Mm-hmm. 100%. And so who wouldn't want to be here?
I mean, I was joking. I've been listening to Mino since I was 5 years old.
And
so.
She's only 16.
Making yeah. you feel so young today.
I get that. You know what? It's funny. I tell these people, I was at CellCom one day, and the young girl behind the desk said, hey, I just want you to know, you came in right to our class one time. I go, oh, it's, you know, what high school were you in or whatever? She goes, no, I was in the fourth grade at Helen Keller.
You're a celebrity.
But it's like, wow, I'm old. It's like, but what? All these grown-ups talk about when...
You say 22 years ago, but that's true. And you know, so if someone was 10 or, you know,
yeah.
7
yeah.
or 8, you know, they got kids.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
crazy
it
how
is.
Fast life went, but... We've spent those years here in the community,
okay,
and it's been
okay,
great.
Okay,
you're still doing good.
You be quiet. You can't say a word.
Oh.
Right.
You can't say a word.
All right.
No influencing. Okay? You listen to me and Murph and everybody for 5 years.
Yeah.
Did you hear me sing the birthday songs?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Oh, the birthday song. I wanted to get called in so that when I'm driving all the way to school.
Todd, get a bell.
Oh,
here's,
no.
Yeah, well, here's what you did see. Here's what you didn't see. Jim's in the background doing like a cutthroat sign.
Right behind your back.
He said, don't say a word. He said, don't say a word.
Oh,
yeah. I'll give you that. I love the birthday song, right?
You. You know. When's your birthday?
June 28th.
All right, you let me know.
We're going to check in.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, all right. Okay, back to Alcusa. Hey, is it still called?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Is it called, you talked about Ronald McDonald House, Alcusa House. What is the name of your place? It's Alcusa House.
Alcusa Hospitality House.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But it started?
It started actually in a 3-bedroom donated house on Porlier.
Okay, that's what it was. All
where
right.
St. Vincent had asked the Alcusa Club, which is a service organization,
right,
and said, hey, we have a need and you guys do service. Can you help us? And mind you, back then it was a women's only organization. You had to have been a professional woman working full time in a leadership role. And so the fact that all those women took all this time mm-hmm. out of their lives to make other people's lives better, you know, Alcusa comes from the word altruism.
Right.
And there's no one you'll meet like an Altrusan. They give.
That's the whole mission,
so
right?
It really is. Yeah. And so we became an independent 501c3 about 2 years ago.
All right.
And that's when we changed from Alcusa House to Alcusa Hospitality House, trying to differentiate us from Golden House, House of Hope.
Freedom,
you know,
house,
so
yeah.
When people don't say, which house are you anymore?
Right.
They kind of have some idea who we are. Because
really separates you.
No. Right, exactly. But you know, they raised all the money to build the house mm-hmm. that we're in on Mason Street.
Yeah.
And
you've kept that up. That's a beautiful home.
It really is. It's way bigger than you think. From the outside, it looks like a little house. Mm-hmm. When people get to the second floor and they see we have this wonderful, NWTC had donated a bunch of furniture for that room. But it's a family room where people can watch the football game together, where they can, you know, make their popcorn or throw a pizza in the pizza oven.
Have a cup of coffee together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because these families are there kind of individually, but then they get to support each other, and that's very, very important.
That's been so crucial, too, because they'll say, I got to share my story.
Right.
They understand where I'm coming from. We had 2 NICU families that knew each other in the hospital, then knew each other at the home. You know, you have people who are cardiology patients. Yeah. Oh, you know what I'm going through.
And I know we're awesome. Looking for homes today, preferably in the Astor Park area, but anywhere in Green Bay. Green Bay has, what, 36,000 living units. And, you know, East Pierre, just people need to call if they want to donate their home during the draft. But
give it all the information.
Yeah, and then I just want to know if people can always donate, too, to the Alcusa House, too. So let's give that a pitch.
Yeah, absolutely.
As well.
There's a bunch of different ways that you can do that. Christine will talk about some of the volunteerism.
Yeah, so we're here. You know, if you didn't hear our segment earlier, we're here to ask the community to step up. And if you can open your home during the draft, just a temporary time for people traveling to Green Bay for medical care. And so we've got our sign up on our website. That's one way you can give back, is to open a spare bedroom or maybe a furnished basement. Another way to give back, we actually run completely on community meals in our home. So if you can make a meal for 10 people, you can bring that in right directly to Alcusa.
And then we are also completely 100% donor funded. Mm-hmm. We don't have a product or a process that people pay for. And so there's on that website, there's another place where you can actually pay it forward with a night. Mm-hmm. So,
fantastic.
So, yeah, it really, it.
And I just was saying, it was nice to get what you guys said during the break or even here about, you know, us doing the show and everything like that. It's got to be a phenomenal feeling for you guys every day you go to work saying, we're helping people in need. That's our type.
Best
every
job.
Single
it's really
day.
The best job.
Best
that's
job
what I mean.
I've ever had. And you know, it's beautiful because people walk this path with them, and in their darkest hour, they're grateful. And gratitude breeds gratitude. It's phenomenal.
I'll tell you what, you guys got to come back again because you guys are phenomenal with what you're doing. We want to promote this as much as humanly possible.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks
so
for having us.
Oh, man.
GreenBayAltrusaHouse.org.
That's
all
us.
The information is there. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank
this
you
is
so
awesome.
Much.
Annie and Christine, great job. We'll be back after this.
I like the way you talk. I like the way you walk. I like the way you talk. Suit you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.